for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch up,
could you win a trip to Disneyland plus Grand Daniel's dog and a push pop?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Our boss is away. Our boss is over in Melbourne. She's canned the idea of playing Disney songs on a commercial radio station time and time again. But why the cat's away, the mice will play. So if you're interested in hearing any of these songs...
Oh, I just can't wait to be canned.
You've run from a long way to go, yeah.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew.
Under the sea.
Build a snowman. Come on, let's go and play.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
What a wonderful place.
Doesn't this put you in a good mood?
Hakuna makes Matata. Me a very happy woman.
All you've got to do is jump on the Facebook page, yep. Hit 92.9. There's a picture there. Please like the photo. I need some evidence to show the boss. The people of Perth would love to hear Disney songs on Monday morning. Now, jump on there. All you got to do is hit like. If you want to share it to get more likes because we need to get to at least 10,000 to get an hour of Disney songs.
And 20,000 likes will get you two hours on Monday.
For three.
It will be the entire show.
I just want a taste. I want the show, but I just need a taste.
You'd just be happy
driving
with it.
To work, listen to My Lion King or Aladdin.
Well, let's see what the people think.
Can't you get a shuffle into work with what you've heard that?
I do on Mondays anyway. I'm always so happy to see you.
I don't. I'm three-quarter tongue.
In Edgewater. Amy, would you love to hear this?
I've heard.
Yes, I would love to.
What's your favourite Disney song? What do you want to hear next Monday?
Oh, probably Let It Go.
Oh, you can't help it, can you? Like, you just, it's
crowd
such
favorite.
A good song. We'll do you want to sing it, Amy, or?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it, girl.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might be coming in to do the show on Monday.
Now, Ames, have you got on the Facebook page and liked the picture yet or not?
Yeah, I will, definitely. Yep. I'm going to go right now.
Beautiful. Hit 92.9 Facebook page.
Emma, do you want to hear this as well?
I do, 100%. It's like my playlist every morning. Disney is life.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, Em, you need to get to the Hit 929's Facebook page and like and share, baby.
I will, definitely.
Just
definitely.
So we can send a little sound grab to our boss. Emma, are you saying that you would listen to Hit 92.9 more if we played more Disney songs?
Yes, 100%.
I thought you would just listen for Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, but, you know.
No. I literally got this job to play Disney songs.
Yep, and it could be coming true. Let's go to Rockingham. Is it...
Ariana.
Yes.
What do you want to hear next Monday?
Next Monday, I'd like to hear I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
If we get this through for the entire show, if we can get 30,000 likes before Monday, what songs are we going to choose from it? Because there's so many. I could just play the whole Lion King, you know?
Play the whole movie, just
the Lion King or the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
They'll all be in there, I'm sure. But we can't play any. Not even one little sound grab unless we get at least 10,000 likes. So please make your way over to that Hit 92.9 Facebook page and like it. Otherwise, I'm going to have egg on my face and probably get the lemon sauce from the job. So
I don't think you'll lose your job.
No, I reckon you will.
Okay, you will.
You can't just come in here and tell people to change their format and tell them how to do their job. It's my job to tell people how to do their job.
Yeah.
Jerk. Not you, Xavier.
I know.
All right.
Lucky West Coast has got a new reserves team. I might be being runner boy there or something.
All right. Hit 92.9 on Facebook. Please go and like it. Then we all get to hear Disney together next Monday.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
All right, Bachelorette kicked off last night and Twitter goes wild for the first few episodes. So thought I'd just have a stroll through, see some of the tweets that are coming through this morning. Now, let's just start at the top of the show, shall we? At the start, Bachelorette Ali, who was on our show yesterday, she says she just wants to take it nice and slow.
From my past relationships, what I've learned about love is to take it slower. The old Ali would have fallen in love with the first person that gets out of that car.
Yeah, I just want to take it slow. She said at 7:31 and then at 7:32, 1 minute later, Charlie comes down and suddenly she's changed her tune. Her face pretty much said this.
Charlie, marry me. I love you. Just take me now.
Now, lots of people were tweeting about Patty. who has claimed his title as Season Douche. He's a bit of a tough guy.
A few of the boys are just saying, like, you're talking shit about me.
You're talking shit about me, bro? You're a bit of a tough guy, a local tough guy. He also kept saying that she was fit as in his weird accent. Now, British Dave, how does that sound in your homeland?
Oh, she's absolutely fit as, bro.
Hyde, how you say it?
Oh, she's fit as, you know what I'm saying, yeah.
Dave, how's it sound?
She fit as. She fit as there, darling. I don't know. I don't do accents.
You're chav, mate. He's a chav. You know what I'm saying, yeah?
She fit as, bro. She fit as.
She's fit as.
Anyway, Talia from Vic Park tweets, I'm suing Channel 10. I did a tequila shot every time Patty said fit as and I've been legally dead for about half an hour now. Monica from Bell Divers tweets, Patty is the worst. He's every guy you see at Metros in Frio that buys you a drink and then when you refuse to take your pants off, he says, oh, whatever, I wasn't interested anyway. You're ugly. I just felt bad for you.
Oh, God, he was such a douche.
Oh, everyone's hating him, aren't they?
Is he out?
People are saying that it looked like he was on drugs. So there you go.
Yeah, when their eyes are open a bit too wide.
And he was quite black pupils. People were saying that he looked like he'd been having a good time.
Mad time.
Naughty, maybe he's just a happy little gentleman.
Naughty boy.
Nathan was the 23-year-old Neck from New South Wales that also had a human attached. He also wasn't very popular because he kept saying stuff like this.
Yeah, she's obviously a babe. That's my type.
Please don't laugh like
oh my God, I'm just into babes and she's a babe, so she's my type. Carol from Leaderville.
It's so scared when he laughs like that.
Carol from Leaderville tweets, Nathan is the human equivalent of not being able to trust your drink when you come back from the toilet. And Jenna tweets, if that lame Yeah the Boys hashtag was an actual person, it would be Nathan.
Yeah,
oh my God. Yeah. Do you know, it's so funny though when you did watch it last night. You know how she was saying she would take it slow, but then she kissed someone at the cocktail party.
No
and
way.
Then she's going to kiss a lot of them. And I actually think, although, like, she's going to be quite entertaining. I wasn't sold. I think I am.
Yeah. So you flip so quick,
I
don't
know,
you?
I do. Answer. That's why you better watch yourself.
You are a flipper. You are a flipper. You are Shane Warne, the flipper.
Let's hope that she does choose one, that she's forced to choose one on this reality TV show.
Not,
rather than going, I'm not going to lead this girl on and treat her like crap. I'm just going to choose. Choose one to waste everyone's time.
It's entertaining, mate.
Sleep with as many as you can and have a ball.
Go for broke, mate. Anyway,
that's the concept of the show. Is what they want.
That's Xavier Ellis' thoughts, ladies and gentlemen.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Parents of Perth, our number is 131060. We want to hear what your toddlers have done because we've got Grant Denyer on the line. We love him, the Gold Logie winner, host of Game of Games. Morning, Grant. How you doing?
G'day, legends. I'm really well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
We're good. Now, we don't even need to talk about your TV shows because you're a Gold Logie winner and everyone knows you're
the king of TV, mate.
You're the king these days.
Stop it, you guys.
7:30 Sunday nights. But we want to chat to you about your family.
Yeah.
So you share a lot about your kids on social media and so does your partner, Shezzy.
Yes, because they're nutbags.
They are absolute nutbags. Now, little Scout, how old is she?
She just turned 3.
She turned 3. And then your eldest is Sailor. She's what, in primary?
7.
7. She's 7. I thought she was still 5. So she's at school.
Yeah, she is. She's in year 1.
Grant, Sailor. I've never heard of someone called Sailor. I love the name. Where did that come about?
Yeah, it's something a little bit different. In fact, when me and my wife first met, we were sitting down way too early in the dating process at dinner and we were talking about baby names.
Okay.
I said, look, I've got a bit of an unusual one. She goes, oh, I've got an unusual one as well. You go first. And I said, oh, I love the name Sailor. She goes, oh, my God, that's my name. So we both loved the name before we even met.
There you go.
Oh, I love it. Well, so there you go, Zaves, little Sailor. We've actually got the audio. I'll let you explain it after, Grant, but this is actually some of the funniest piece of audio. So this is Scout, your 2-year-old, talking to Cheryl, your wife, and then little Sailor. Have a
listen. About Sailor's boyfriend.
Yes.
What did Sailor's boyfriend say to you?
I just saw she's Sailor, and I love him, and he kissed me on the lips.
Sailor's boyfriend kissed you on the lips and told you that he loves you.
Oh, scandal in the Denyer household.
She's stolen her boyfriend.
She was two at the time. And Sailor was just telling us about her little boyfriend and Scout, because she has the mind of, we call her the terrorist, right? Because she's just wreaks havoc wherever she goes.
Yeah.
So the terrorist is going, oh, your boyfriend? No, he's my boyfriend now. In fact, he kissed me on the lips. And then she does this sort of open mouth impersonation of what she believes the kiss might have looked like whilst throwing shade at her 7-year-old sister. And the whole time she's swilling this mini plastic glass of what looks like red wine. It's just got cordial in it. So, oh my God.
That would have been a beatdown in my house back in the day.
We picked her as the, she'll be in juvie by about seven, I reckon.
131060 is our number. We'd love to know what other people's toddlers have done. But Grant, I need to know, do you sit back and watch this like it's a comedy, or are you concerned about, oh my God, what are my kids doing? Or should I be doing something to stop this? Or how do you react?
Some of it's funny, but some of it's frightening. Like, we've got a dog, okay, called Princess Popping Popcorn. And Princess Popping Popcorn is a little scared of Scouty because she's so physical with her love for the dog. So much so, she had a push pop, right? She takes the push pop out of her mouth. She gives it to the dog, like, in the mouth. The dog has a lick. And then Scout has a lick. She wasn't quite satisfied. So, she works her way down the length of the dog.
Yes.
Picks up the tail.
No.
Pushes the push pop up the dog's pooper.
Took the dog's temperature.
Took the temperature with the push pop. Takes the push pop out. And then puts it in her mouth.
No.
Yes.
Go back.
Oh, no.
Where'd she learn that off, Grant?
Oh, my God.
Had the dog been to the vet or something where she saw that happen with the temperature gauge? Or where did she get that technique from?
I'll give it a go. Can't be too hard.
Oh, mate, I would love to be in your household. Hey,
so did she learn her lesson? Did it taste not quite right? And goes, I won't be doing that again.
What flavour would you describe that?
It's chocolate, mummy.
It's the flavour of brown.
Oh, my God. Well, Grant, like I said, I'm highly entertained by your family every single day. We'll chuck that video up on our Instagram, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Like we said,
don't know if you can put the push pop video up there.
No, not that one.
That's a late night special, that one.
One of the boyfriends stealing. But, Grant, we'll see you back on our TV show screens on Sunday night. But for those here in Perth, 131060, give us a call now. Things your kids did. So not only sayings, but also physical things you can talk about.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it.
Bless you, kids. Love your guts.
Bye.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today.
All right. Not a serious topic at all, but a lot of people have pets that they love and would do so much for. Now, unfortunately for me, our family dog Splurgeo passed away. Little Splurge went on the weekend. Old age, like he'd
how
done.
Old?
He was 12. Oh. So yeah, little cocker spaniel. So he'd done a good serving. Our other dog actually got no eyeballs. There you go. There's something really interesting. Another cocker spaniel, and Splurge used to be the eyes for her.
Oh. So how's the other one doing now?
No, now she's got a pretty good walking technique where she just touches with her paw first. But we live on the end of a surf cliff and she's never fallen off, so things are going great. Now, what I want to talk about also is I've got two dogs.
Yeah.
And in the last 7 days, they've both gone to the vet for expensive bills. Now, one dog faked it, not getting enough attention at home. I've taken her in and the vet actually said she's very, very healthy. And
give her a shot of cement. And
yeah, that's almost it. Give her a bowl of biscuits and that'll help her. And then Kev, the other lad, accidentally hurt himself. So what I want to do, 131060, how much money have you spent on your pet? Because the passing of my dog back home made me think about a story where the RSPCA was called out to our house in Lakes Entrance or Lake Tyers Beach, a small little country town. Now, they knocked on the door one afternoon and Dad answered the door and they introduced themselves and said there'd been reports that we'd been mistreating our dog at the time. His name was Bluey. So mistreating him and obviously you're alarmed that someone has dobbed you in for mistreating a dog. And you know, what would I do if someone mistreated my dog? You know, I'm such a dog lover.
You're like a helicopter dog parent.
It's very, very unlikely that we'll
mistreat him.
He actually suffered from something that the vet called lion mane syndrome or something like that, where his back half turned a bit orange and mangy. Like it looked. Anyway, you couldn't do anything about it. But the RSPCA were like, no, we're taking this seriously. We need to. Have you ever taken this dog to the vet? And Dad's like, the vet? Of course we've taken him to the vet. And they're like, look, we seriously doubt it. Have a look at him. And he did look mangy. Like, he used to walk to the bus and meet us at the bus. And, yeah, he looked homeless. But anyway, he was great. So Dad said, well, here's the vet's number. Ring the vet. Anyway, rang the vet. And they're like, look, we've had reports of mistreating of this dog, Bluey. It's Jeff and Angela Ellis's dog. And they're like, oh, what have they done? They said, well, they feel like they haven't been feeding it or they've mistreated it. It looks, you know, like it's horrible. And the vet goes, who? RR? And the RSPCA go, who's RR? Bluey, we call Bluey RR. And the RSPCA goes, can you explain that a little bit further? He goes, oh, they've spent that much money on that dog here, it paid for my new Range Rover.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we had spent so much money trying to fix this dog up, who obviously looked mangy, but we took him to the vet every month, you know, to try and fix him. And I reckon, in all honesty, he wouldn't pay for a Range Rover, but it would have been in the tens of thousands of dollars how much we'd spent on trying to help this dog look a little bit healthier. Monthly. But he was the happiest dog you'll ever see.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? I think a lot of people classify their pets like you as their children or their, you know, part of their family.
Companions, yeah.
And it is like losing a child if you're faced with that. Because I know when Jules hurt her paw,
yeah.
I had to, it was going to be like $4,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or they're like, or you could put her down. And I'm like, it's her paw.
Yeah.
But anyway, ended up going to this other vet who did it for $800.
Oh, Dr. Nick. You gave him a call. Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, just in here.
Cleared the chakras and amazing. Wait, but what I want to know, 13, 10, 60, how much have you had to spend on your family pets? Tough as decision. We've paid for a Range Rover for our vet, even though the RSPCA thought we hadn't.
There right, you go. 13, 10, 60 is the phone number. Your call's up next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
How much has your family pet cost you after the passing of our family dog, who was accused one day of being abandoned, mistreated by the RSPCA? Turns out when they rang the vet who'd been treating the dog over a period of time, he wasn't referred to by his name. He was referred to as RR because the amount of money we'd spent on this dog paid for the vet's Range Rover. So,
what was his name again?
Splurge.
Little Splurge.
Little Splurge-o, who unfortunately... R.I.P. little man, but...
Well, it sounds like you called him Splurge because you were splurging on him at the vet.
Yeah, that's right. Splurge.
Was he on a retainer or is he still...
he just walked... Yeah, he's had a little... his little kennel out the back. Splurge's kennel. Anyway, 13, 10, 60, how much have you been spending on your family pet?
In Calum Scott, Michelle, how much?
Around $1,000 a month to keep him alive.
Jeez.
And that's been for approximately the last year.
So who's the little guy?
He's not a little guy. He's a big black Labrador called Macca, big Mac man.
Oh,
and
Macca.
He's got a weird kind of dermatitis and it eats the skin and the flesh on his feet and he gets big holes. But it's not the cost. It's the fact that he gets four scrubs of his paws a day, the application of surgical grade honey. His muscle mass is wasted because of the way he walks, so he does about an hour worth of Pilates a day, and he also has to wear shoes when he goes out for a walk.
Oh, my God.
How does a dog do Pilates?
He sounds adorable.
Like, he is amazing.
Can you send us a photo of Macca doing Pilates, please, to our Instagram, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan?
Yeah, I can do that, and I'll send one in his shoes because his shoes are really cool, and he wears his dinosaur socks. So, the other thing is he lives on crocodile. Tapioca, and he can only chew on deer antlers.
This is his decision or yours?
No, this is his specialist because he has his own specialist. and the only way we can control it is if he lives on crocodile, tapioca, deer antlers. And so it takes me approximately 4 hours a day to look after him, and I don't go to the gym anymore, and I've gotten fat. So,
actually, that's why
maybe
I'm
you
fat
should
too.
Eat crocodile.
Yeah, look, I'm thinking of taking it up, man. I'm thinking of taking it up.
Michelle, I know it's a sad story and we're thinking of Macca, but to be honest, when you described that, it sounded like any girl who moved to Bali to go to a yoga retreat. By the
Pretty much. He lives in the lap of luxury.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. I love Macca. I can't wait to see him.
Can you imagine him at the park strolling around his little boots and stuff?
Nike high tops. Let's go to Amy. Amy, who's the pet?
Hi guys, so it's my rabbit. Unfortunately, he's passed away now, but I spent about 10 grand on him in 5 years just for his teeth.
For his teeth? What was happening with little Macca? Not Macca, Macca was the dog. What was happening with your rabbit's teeth?
So he had an overbite, so his teeth weren't grinding down properly, so we had to keep getting his teeth cut down. We ended up just having them removed in the end, just the front six teeth. And then two of his back teeth ruptured through the bottom of his jaw, causing an abscess.
Oh, and a lot of people would have said that you're stupid spending that much money on a rabbit. What would you say?
Yeah, well, the vet's actually offered to put him down multiple times, and he was part of the family, so I loved him to pieces. Miss him like crazy, but it was worth every penny.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. Even like on Saturday when I took Kev to the vet who hurt his back, he was in a fair bit of pain, and I'm a bit rattled. I was just like... Gee, you don't know anything. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
The vet is the only person who knows can help. And you're just like, I actually don't care what it costs. I want my man wagging that tail again ASAP.
Yeah.
Like, it was so
depressing.
Because,
like you said, it's like your son.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's go to East Frio.
So, have we got tears finally here?
No, God, no.
Oh.
Please.
I reckon we'll be close if we keep touching on this area.
If something bad happened to Kev, You wouldn't see the tears because I'd have a week off work. Don't laugh.
Sorry.
Let's go to East Frio. Nadia, your dog, what's the dog's name?
Ruben.
Ruben. And what sort of dog is Ruben?
Ruben the Ridgeback.
Ruben. I thought you said the Ridgeback. The Ridgeback. So how much money have you spent on Ruben?
I've spent $14,000 on his braces, doggy braces.
Is this for, like, not his teeth, but for his actual back or something?
No, for his teeth braces. Yes.
Oh, teeth braces.
I need to hear a bit more about
this. Is it Invisalign or traditional?
Yeah, no, it was traditional.
Okay, great. Yeah, explain how we got to this circumstance.
Well, he was bred not well, so he had a big overbite. Aww. And we got him as a puppy at 8 weeks, and 8 weeks down the track, when he was 16 weeks old, we realized he had a really bad overbite, and the bottom canines were pushing in the top roof, making huge holes in the gums, and was really painful. So, yeah, we had to take him to a special pet dentist and have braces put in.
I didn't even know that existed.
You'd be surprised what exists when it comes to pets.
I can send you a picture.
Yes, please.
Please, I want you to send everyone to send us photos this morning.
14,000.
That lady with the rabbit, she would have gone to the same vet as me with the braces. Like there's only one.
I didn't even know they existed. Wow. Well, okay. Send us a photo, Nadia. We'd love to see Heidi Xavier on our Instagram.
I mean, Kev has good teeth. I don't think he has an issue, but he could do with a whitening. So I might take him down there for a glow.
Catch up with Heidi Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Let us take you behind the scenes of Hit 92.9. Our British producer, Dave, tells us he got up at 1 a.m. this morning and was in work by about 1:30, 2 o'clock because he wanted to write a parody about The Bachelorette.
Yes.
And we didn't ask him to do it.
Yep.
We didn't say he could do it. He just decides, I'm going to get up at 1 a.m., leave my soon-to-be lovely wife and come in and write a song.
We did threaten his job earlier in the week a couple of times, though.
Yes.
That is true.
We did send a few shots at him.
He's looking to prove himself. So earlier this morning, we asked the people of Perth, you vote. Should we let Dave sing his song on the radio? And here's what people said.
Of course you should, guys.
Yeah. Anyone that wakes up at 1 o'clock in the morning deserves it. I choose yes. We need to hear it.
Well, that's my boy Dave. You've got to let him sing.
I just like his style. He reminds me of that serial killer off Fight Club.
I forgot that lady said that.
All the more reason to play the song.
Absolutely.
All right, let's have a listen. This is Dave singing live earlier, and it's a parody about Ali the Bachelorette.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Here she is, the alligator. Will they date her? I don't know. Do I want to know?
You!
Usher's on, I've got a beer, and if she sings, I'm out of here. I'm getting bored of her. Cause Tim chose Anna, and Grant says she's mean. I'll stick around, but I'm not really keen.
Woo!
You! This has to stop. 3 times is enough. Find your love and get off of our screens.
Yes!
Watching Ali or Jen. Here we freaking go again on the screens of Channel 10.
Oh, yeah,
yeah!
Baby.
Ali or Jen. Kissing all of them men. Do you even like them?
Yeah,
we had sauce by Rob, a lamb brought by Dan. Patty's a flog, and there's 3 more Dans. Literally, there's like 3 Dans and a Brendan as well. He's also a Dan. 4 Dans. Too many Dans. Here we go.
Here we go, mate.
Yeah, Tim chose Anna, and Grant says she's mean. I'll stick around, but I'm not really keen. Oh, this has to stop. The time is enough. Find your love and get off of our screens. Everyone!
Oh, yeah!
Ali or Jen. Here she is on Channel 10.
Yeah.
Here we freaking go again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Yeah, Ali or Jen. Kissing all of those men. Woo. Do you really like them? Like them? Like them?
Oh! Damo, there he goes. Well done. Well done. Yes. Killed it. Knocked it out of the park. Unbelievable.
Very impressed. He had the get up and everything. You have to watch our page, Heidi Xavier and Ryan.
Catch up with Heidi Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
This bloke is in the doghouse. So, newly married, heads off to Bali with his partner, Nikki Fox.
Yep.
Who's Nikki Fox?
This is her name.
Okay.
This is just from the story.
Cool.
So, heads off. They are spending a week or whatever in Bali. And he's gone off day drinking. And they're supposed to meet later at a 30th birthday.
Mm.
I'll have a few beers and I'll meet you there, love.
Yeah.
You happy sunbaking here? Cool. I'm going to go grab a beer.
Meet you at the party.
He's a no-show at the party. 20 hours later.
Couldn't get a tuk-tuk. Had to have been.
Rocks up. So she was searching the villa, searching the hotel, like where obviously you're supposed to meet. She's put it on Facebook. So, you know, trying to get everyone to search. So all these people are researching from back in Australia, trying to find, you know, calling different places. Like, have you seen what's happened? She's having 50 heart attacks because her partner has gone MIA in Bali.
Could be anywhere.
I mean, it must have been a loose cannon to start with.
Oh,
that's not
he rocks up and he'd lost his phone and passed out.
Yep. He's a loose cannon.
Great.
I can't imagine it's the first time he might have got his timings confused.
Yeah, I'm guessing Mr. Fox is a serial offender.
20 hours drinking all day and then it goes MIA.
I could almost guarantee if I went missing for 20 hours, M would not fire off any shout of concern.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm such a loser.
After the third hour, just like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah. Hopefully he makes a flight home.
I can't sleep if I don't know where he is.
Why?
It's just the whole, like, I'm cool if you send me a text message or whatever. That's cool because then I know, just check in. But I can't sleep. I just have this, like, maternal instinct, Xavier.
If I check in, M will punch me in the face.
Well, just more if I wake up, then he's not there and I check my phone. Oh, cool, yeah, he's still out. Nice. Or you've gone to bed in the room next door. Cool.
I'm on the couch. I didn't make it inside. I'm passed out on the doorstep.
Yeah.
It's more selfishly that I want to have a good sleep. You know what I'm saying? I don't care where you are. Just tell me.
Stop killing his buzz.
This, I feel like, is very common. Now, I'm not just saying the guys going MIA. It could be that your girlfriend is a bit of a loose cannon. Your wife.
Mm.
And she's gone MIA.
Party time.
13, 10, 60. When is your partner been like the fox here and gone MIA for 20 hours?
What do you reckon is the longest bender that someone's been on?
That's what I'd be really interested in.
20's pretty good.
Imagine if they just went MIA for like a week.
But 20, 12 of that would have been a night.
Yeah.
So the poor bloke might have bunkered down for the night and slept
well. Like you said, he probably did. And, you know, you do get a good sleep when you've had a few
beers.
Do we know where he was eventually found?
No. And I mean, like, you know me, I said alarm bells straight away.
Is it unreasonable that she's done all these Facebook rants?
Well, what else would you do? I wouldn't know what to do other than probably go on Instagram or Facebook either. And like, I would have rung a few places. I think that's normal what she's done.
Just have a shandy yourself. Take the edge off, darling.
Someone might find it or go, oh, he's actually drinking with me.
I reckon she's a bit of a crazy one.
Xavier's on
we're
Team
all
Bender.
A little bit crazy, aren't we?
131060 is the phone number. When has your partner gone on a bender? Maybe it was you. What is the longest bender without letting your partner know? We'll find out up next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
When has your partner gone missing in action? Gone on a big bender? We're looking for Perth's biggest benderer.
Yeah.
If that's even
bender
a word.
Up. Yeah, if you're on a bender, just say it and own it, man.
Brendan Fox went MIA in Bali. So they're a newly married couple. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to meet that night at a 30th birthday, him and his wife, and he'd gone out day drinking or whatever. Anyway, 20 hours later, he rocked up and was like, oh, sorry, I lost my phone, like passed out somewhere, blah, blah, blah.
The missed 30th is the issue. Mm. That's not the good part.
Checking in with your partner.
But I mean, that's 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. That's 20 hours. I don't see that as that bad. Missing the 30th is the only little blip on the radar.
Can I ask you a question, Heidi? As a representative of a wife or a lady,
yeah, I'm a wife.
Would you rather us guys be a no-show and not turn up because we're on a bender?
Yes.
Or would you rather us turn up and embarrass you in an absolute disgraceful performance and just fall in the bar, knock the table over, spill the drinks?
Would be for you to text me and go, hey, babe, I'm just going to go straight home to the villa because I am so blind and I will embarrass you tonight. And then you come home and you go to bed in your own house.
I'd turn up, yeah.
Burn the house
down. I think I'd be in more trouble if I didn't turn up.
In success in Coburn. Rachel. Is it your man on a bender or is it you?
It was him. We used to both live in Melbourne and we were pretty loose, but he had his English exam on a Friday morning and he messaged me just after saying he was just going to go for a drink to celebrate because he passed it, which is obvious because he was English.
Yeah, I was going to say, you hope he got that one right.
And he came back on a Sunday morning and just said, don't talk to me, and went straight to bed. In between, I didn't know where he was. I was texting everyone, messaging them on Facebook. And no one was getting back to me. They hadn't seen him or heard from him.
Did you drop into Revolver or Tramp? I'm tipping
that. He was in Revolver, actually, yeah.
So why didn't he text you or or check in?
Bustry died later on that day because he'd been texting everyone, telling them how excited he was that he passed his English exam.
And also a battery wouldn't last 50 hours, which is apparently how long he was out for.
I just can't comprehend.
Time gets away at Revolver, I can confirm that.
Yeah.
So is it like the hippie club?
No, it doesn't close. It doesn't. You can turn up at 8 a.m. in the morning and just keep going.
Except they do serve really good Thai food in the afternoon.
Really strange, that place. In Subiaco, Peter, was it you on the bender?
Yeah, it was me on the bender, mate.
All right. What did you do, Peter?
How are we all?
Yeah, we're good, brother.
I'm a long-time listener.
Okay, are you on the bender right now, Pete, by any chance?
Your phone is a little bit cutting out a little bit.
No, I'm not. I'm just about to go out fishing.
Good on you, mate.
So tell us, Pete, what happened, mate? You want to chuck your radio off in the background as well?
I was off on a... Just went out down to the pub for a beer and then ended up in Asia the next day.
Asia?
we're about in Asia. Bali. In Bali.
What? I went to Bali.
So did your partner know?
No, she didn't. She found out when I sent her a Snapchat 2 days later.
A Snapchat,
so who'd you go with, the boys?
Oh, no, just myself.
So how did that happen? Were you sitting at the pub and you're like, oh, yeah, think I might book a flight to Bali?
No, I just up on a...
He's a free spirit, Peter.
Yeah, he's
free. He's a free spirit. Good on you, Pete.
He's out of range. He's on his way out there now. By fishing, he means fishing in Denpasar. He's going to take his boat all the way to Jimbaran Bay. Let's finish with Alicia. Alicia, who was on the bender?
Well, it wasn't kind of a bender, but my partner at the time disappeared for 3 months.
Okay, I need to know more.
There's something wrong there. Like, what did he say? Did he just go out for a beer and then never come back? Or
no, I dropped him off at work and love you, bye, I'll message you later. And then 3 months later, I got a message saying, hey, how you been?
Were you living together or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, my God, that is awful.
And where had he been?
With another girlfriend.
So 3 months, did he explain or does he just sort of come in and go, oh, sorry, I'm late. Anyway, what's for tea?
Yeah, pretty much. He was just like, hey, how you been? I was just like, okay, oh where have you been?
Did you get back with him?
Yeah, we were together for another 2 years.
Oh, God,
girl, what were you thinking?
I don't know.
Oh, God. You would just say you were drunk at the time.
For 2 years.
Baby brain.
Baby brain.
There you go. All right. Well,
3 months MIA. That's just ridiculous. My friend's dad went out to get milk and never came back.
So I actually heard a story about went out to get milk and went missing for like 4 days. And when they returned, they brought the milk home.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.